The Irish poet Neil McCarthy lives in Vienna, but he'll be back in Ireland later this week to take part in Drogheda's Boyne Music Festival, where he will teach a poetry workshop and perform with Zoe Conway and John McIntyre. Neil published his debut collection, Stopgap Grace, last year, and he joins me now from studio in Vienna. In fact, I believe the story goes, Neil, that in fact it was your bad guitar playing that nudged you in the direction of poetry writing. Tell us more.
Yeah, that story, that's travelled around a bit. I would say that's true. I grew up working in pubs, pulling pints and collecting glasses, and I was always quite envious of the lads and the lassies plugging in their guitars and making everyone swoon with their amazing lyrics and their brilliant voices. So I thought I need to get in on that act, and couldn't quite get the F chord or the B sharp minor or whatever it was, so I gave up.
Index finger wasn't strong enough to press down those big bar chords.
I think it was the guitar, actually. It was the guitar, just wouldn't work for me.
But I'm wondering if that then... That you had that desire to perform, that musical side to things. Do you think that has fed into the way you write the poems?
It's definitely an element, because as an audience member, I appreciate poets who kind of make an effort with the performance side of it. They kind of sell me their books through their performance, but they also kind of talk to you directly if they're a good speaker. And I don't know, it's not for everybody, but it's a nice thing to try to if you can work it into the poem, try to imagine it from an audience point of view when they're listening, you know.
Yeah, if you can get that performance element as part of it. Let me listen to one of the poems, or maybe you'd read one of the poems for us from the collection. But to give me some sort of context here, I want you to read the poem Come and Go. Your father is a very important shadow in some ways across the collection, isn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. I think with any collection, anyone's welcome to pick up a book, any collection, pick it up and start at any page. The themed collections, as a writer, I think we all hope that the reader will start at the beginning and finish at the end and hopefully pick up on the theme. And so in my book, it's more like, to the naked eye, it's postcards to Ireland from all the places I've been as a traveler and a teacher. Yeah. But it's really about my dad, who passed away when he was 51, and just trying to look for him through other people's eyes.
And what age were you? What age were you when he died, John? Or sir Neil, a big pardon.
I was 21. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were still quite a young age, really, to lose your father. So in some ways, this poem is your father speaking as much as it is you speaking.
Well, there's a few poems like that in the collection, but I'll read you the poem.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
So the poem was actually written in a cafe in Tallinn in Estonia, after I just kind of more or less travelled overland from Hong Kong to get there, and sat down and I took it all in. Come and go. I could come here as a stranger and begin in the yellow anorak of a tourist tickled by the July drizzle. If I stayed a little longer, perhaps the obsequious souvenir sellers would recognize my smile and wave. Then I would be here to live and pass my moments at tables where coffee comes to disappear, writing letters home, exalting my new home, until the seasons come and go and I reach my 51st year. Maybe then I'd disappear, and I could come here as a memory penned by my son at a table where coffee comes to disappear and July drizzle tickles the anoreks of others.
And that's Neil McCarthy there, reading his poem Come and Go from his debut collection Stopgap Grace. Neil speaking to us from Vienna this evening, but he will be home in the coming week for Drogheda's Boyne Music Festival. I just love the way it switches from you speaking into your father speaking there. Again, if you try to explain it, it becomes very difficult, but it's so clear when you see it on the page and when you read it. Is that the kind of thing, you know, the workshop that you're will be giving at the festival is called Questioning the Necessary? I guess you have to pair things right back to get that type of clarity, Neil.
You do, and it's a subjective thing. I personally enjoy the poetry that says more with less. You know, you can tell that the writer is edited, and they're not just throwing in adverbs and conjunctions here and there just for the sake of filling pages. So it's the poetry that I enjoy and I try to write, hopefully doesn't come across like a diary page, but more like a poem. And I think that's the beauty of poetry. You can say a lot with fewer words. That's that's the point of the workshop, hopefully.
And is that the big teaching point? I mean, can you teach people to write poetry? Are you actually teaching them how to edit? Is that really what you're at in some ways at a workshop?
That's a good question. And to be honest, I don't have an answer for it. I think I'd be disrespectful to peers and contemporaries who teach poetry. You know, you can definitely guide and you can encourage. You can point people in the right direction. And I would hope that you encourage them to find their own voice, which will come out in their own poetry. And a good teacher should be able to do that.
Now, you haven't given up on the music side of things totally because, as I said, you're going to be performing with Zoe Conway, a fiddle player, and John McIntyre, her husband, the guitarist. So you're letting him manage the guitar for this bit. What about that connection, though, between music and poetry? That's obviously going to be explored as part of that performance, I guess.
It is. It's something I've been doing on and off now for years and years. The poet Stephen Murray and I, we took to the road many times with musicians Niall Connolly and David Reinhardt and Dan Donnelly, and we just try to weave the songs and the poems together. And I would like to think we influence each other, but the musicians definitely influence me. And as you were talking to before about lyrics, you know, some of the best lyricists out there inspire the poets and vice versa. So I think it's an important bond that you need to have.
You mentioned there earlier about how important travel and place are. And in some ways, on the surface of it, the collection is just that, this collection of postcards, if you like. You've been in Los Angeles, you've been in Galway, West Cork, Roundstone. You mentioned that the poem that you read for us, Come and Go, written in Tallinn in Estonia, just after you'd come from, where did you tell me, Hong Kong, was it? You blithely
Hong Kong via China, Mongolia, Siberia and Finland, yeah.
So even more far-flung than West Cork or Galway. Let's be honest.
Yeah, not as far as Roundstone, no. That's a bit further away. It's a hell of a drive there.
But how do you think that travel has fed into the poetry? Is it a case that you're writing in the location that you are at any particular time, or is it often in one location you start writing about somewhere else because the memories are flooding in? How does that work?
I would say it's more a case of the latter. The memories are strong. I mean, this book is kind of travel poetry, and it's contained in one volume, which I'm hoping to move on from and settle somewhere. But it works exactly like you said. You settle in a place and you think back to another place, and you know the beauty of hindsight is you might become a bit wiser and less spontaneous, or you might see things in a different perspective when you're not actually in it, you know.
And again, you might do that, questioning what's necessary, which is the title of the workshop. You might say, do I really need
exactly,
to tell them about that thing?
I might leave that one out,
So I want you to read another poem for us, if you would, which is On a Bridge in Regensburg. Now, you're living in Vienna for the last 4 years. Might I suggest you might be kind of laying your hat down now, and that's it? You've stopped your travelling, or is that a foolish thought on my part?
No, it's a pretty good one. I'm quite happy here now. I've two young kids, and it's a good place to be. So I'm at the moment, at least, I'm quite content to stay here.
Yeah, and Regensburg, where exactly are you? And is that with? It's very close to Vienna, is it?
It's in Bavaria, in Germany.
Right, so not too far away. Just north of you then.
Yeah, about couple of hours north on the train, yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear On a Bridge in Regensburg.
On a Bridge in Regensburg. To hear my name call out across the Roman stones on a bridge in Regensburg through the languid March drizzle was to breathe again as my head burst through the water. Two lovers in the corner of the Black Bean Cafe exchanged mocha tongues and disregarded censorious onlookers, me with an envious pang of, I've worn that T-shirt, as I passed. I've for too long been hitchhiking in the opposite direction to which the world is going, malingering through the medium of other people's beds, but more often their couches. And this incessant journeying, these photographs that document the ages of my illusory face, this cracked black pepper light in my skin at night is just a stopgap grace. On a bridge in Regensburg, my head bobbed up again when beckoned, and for a second, I was home again. A mother's call from the kitchen door to a boy and his dogs just two fields away.
You can take the boy. Where exactly are you from, Neil?
I'm from a small drinking village with a fishing problem called Union Hall.
All right. Well, you can take the boy out of Union Hall, but you obviously can't take Union Hall out of the boy if you're still hearing the mother's call from the kitchen door.
For she sure. was quite loud at times. Yeah.
Just one final question. You've been reading from your debut collection, Stopgap Grace. There's also a spoken word album.
There is. It was produced here in Vienna. A good friend, Dominic Nostitz, is the brains behind the operation. And my friend from Ireland, Ulton Conlon, flew over to Vienna, played a couple of tunes. And we recorded that about 5 or 6 years ago now. So I think it's still available in Vienna, at least.
Well, presumably the Owl Internet might get us to Vienna a little bit quicker than taking a flight.
You can definitely download it somewhere, for sure. Yeah, yeah. CD Baby, if people still use that, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's Neil McCarthy there. And Neil's poetry workshop takes place at Townley Hall in Drogheda from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. That's on the 8th of August. And then at 7:30 that same evening in the Bone Distillery in Drogheda, Neil will read from his collection, Stopgap Grace, with performances from John McIntyre and Zoe Conway. The Stopgap Grace debut collection, by the way, published by Salmon. But full details of everything that Neil is doing at the festival and everything else happening there, of course, as well, on boynemusicfestival.com.